So we just made... Yeah, so quickly to review the facts, right? And the Ramban holds that you only Yotzi Balaz if you don't know Lashon HaKodesh. It's a kula that they were... It's a kula. If you don't know Lashon HaKodesh, you can be Yotzi Balaz. And the Ran rejects that and says anybody can be Yotzi Balaz, as long as they understand the laws. It doesn't matter if they understand Lashon HaKodesh. So we just made an observation that what? That it seems like... It seems if you, from the Lashon of the arguments of the Ramban and the Ran, that the Ran is coming at it with the Ran is starting out that the Megillah is just another one of Kisvei Kodesh, and therefore he's learning his Kichlevam Michilshonam as a miut. By the way, some Echorim say that's the wrong pasuk, Kichlevam Michilshonam, because that pasuk is really by the original letter that Mordechai sent out to change the first decree. So they want to say it really should be Kichlevam Michizmanam. But anyway, all the Rishonim say Kichlevam Michilshonam. But anyway, so... So the Ran is learning that it's regular Kisvei Kodesh, but what? But there's a miut. So you only mamait one thing. So whereas regular Kisvei Kodesh, Aksherim, B'chol Lashon, Lakol, the Kichlevam Michilshonam is telling you that Hebrew is it's a miut of Shai Lashonos, but it's not a complete miut. It just means now that the Eino Makir, whereas before the Makir and the Eino Makir were both Yotzei B'Shai Lashonos, now only the Makir is Yotzei B'Shai Lashonos. But in terms, right now the Eino Makir is excluded, right? But in terms of what the Makir was, he's the same. So just like before, if you were Makir Hebrew, if you were Makir Shai Lashonos, you'd be Yotzei. So if you subtract out the Eino Makir, the Makir is the same. Now this is what the Ran says. In terms of a Makir, everybody's the same. Whereas the Ramban seems to be building it up from zero. Saying Kichsavam V'Chilshonam defines Megillah. Right? So that's just telling you only Hebrew. Only Hebrew. We see the Loes can read the Laz, that must be a separate heter. But so why would he need a heter? He only needs a heter because he can't understand the original way it's instituted. But that matir would only exist for the guy who can't understand the Lashon HaKodesh. And the Ran, it's a good question. And the Ran admits to that type of an idea for Rebbe Gamliel, or Shimon Ben Gamliel. Because for him, also Hebrew is the only language, Hebrew and Greek. Okay, so you have a machlokas. You can look at it like this. You have a machlokas in terms of the Rabbanon, right? Machlokas in terms of the Rabbanon is like this again. According to the Ramban, the Rabbanon would only be matir someone who doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, right? For laws, and according to the Ran, they only excluding someone who doesn't understand Shai Lashonos. But in terms of the Makir Shai Lashonos, he's always the same. So, in simple words, if you Makir another language, you always Yotzi, no matter what. Even if you understand Lashon HaKodesh. Those are the facts. Meaning that if you're starting with Megillah with no knowledge about what Megillah is, then, and now you have a pasuk which says Kichsavam V'Chilshonam, that's defining it. Whereas according to the Ran, he's starting out knowing it's already Kisvei HaKodesh, and now the pasuk is just a miut.
That's what you have to understand.
That's the way the Ramban. That's the way the
yeah.
Right. For who? No, that's it. That's what it is. That's the first piece of knowledge you have. That's the knowledge that you have. Now, yeah. But it got me back to thinking again about the Megillah, the Megillah in Kisvei Kodesh. I mean, it's a difficult problem. The Megillah in Kisvei Kodesh, like we were discussing the other week, in the beginning of the week, with the Ksov Zosi Karam Basefer. Because the other problem, there's the problem that's always like creeps up over here is the Tumas HaYadayim. Right? It just seems like a strange din, like what? Yeah, no, it's like a low ways can read the laws, So is it Kisvei Kodesh for him? I mean, what is it? Is it Kisvei Kodesh? So then, so what's he Korei? I mean, no, it's good. And Tosis' question is, Tosis has the question on Pesach days, that he says, since it's Nitan li Kosev v'likros, says, since it's Kevan shenitna likros v'li Kosev v'chol loshon shemakirin bo, why isn't it Matames Yudayim? Why should that be the test for why it's Matames Yudayim? Nitna likros for likasi b'chol loshon shemakirin bo. Tosis is saying that should make it Matames Yudayim. And then his answer is, no, it doesn't make sense. It should only be Matames Yudayim in Ashuris, because then it's kasher l'she'eno makirin. But the strange thing is, he still is tying, this is the thing that bothers me, underlying the whole thing, what bothers me is tying the din of Tumas HaYodayim to being Yotze, the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah Bapurim. You know what I mean? Shouldn't it just be a question of it should be a question of whether it's defined as Kisvei Kodesh. Not you shouldn't. Why do you make recourse to? Why do they prove it? Why is it dependent on who can be Yotze their mitzvah of Kriyas? I mean, there's no mitzvah of reading other Kisvei Kodesh, and they all exist. They exist apart from the mitzvah of Kriya. So I mean, Marashach. If the definition of Kisvei Kodesh is completely dependent from the mitzvah of Kriya, like the Grizz was saying, so then he has a problem why Tosis even entertains the question. Then it shouldn't even be a question to begin with. Just because Eloes could be Yotze Belaz, that should have nothing to do with Kisvei Kodesh. That just have to do with his mitzvah of Kriya. Right? And if you're going to say it goes by, the definition of Kisvei Kodesh goes by if you can be Yotze your mitzvah or not, so why is it because? Why is it now? Why is it necessary to be Kisvei? Only no, why is it necessary that anybody can be Yotze from one Kriya to be Kisvei Kodesh?
That seems to be a different.
But what's very interesting, according to the Tosfos, is the way he puts it. As he put it, he says it's nitan likros likasev. Meaning he's learning that's part of the very definition of the thing. Right? It's not like a separate heter. Seems to be learning more like the Ran. That this is the way it was given. It was given to be written in red in any language. So that's part of its definition. And one more question. What about all the other ksuvim? Are they nitan likasev velikros? No. Right? They're not nitan likasev velikros. So it should just be, was it given Baruch HaKadosh? Yes. Is it nitan likasev? Yes. Who cares about the Kriya business? Why does the Kriya pop up? Why does that become an important question over here? Said already. Yeah. So on Zion, the Gemara says what? So the Gemara says they wanted to write down the Megillah, but the Chacham said no. Because it says, Halo kosafi ucho shlishim. Shlishim lo riveim. And Rashi says, B'sholosh mekomos yesh lanu lahazkir mechamos amolad. Ba-sefer. Only three times you can have it in the Sefer. Ve'el shmos, Mishnah Torah, and the Shmuel. And you already have it in Shmuel. V'zeo shomar shlomo, v'dover sheshilashto. Because that pasuk is not talking about Amalek, it's just a general pasuk. Talking about just general knowledge. Iyata rashay l'ravo. You can't, well, something that you have three times, you can't have a fourth time. Until they found a pasuk that said, k'sov zos zikaron basefer. How does this pasuk help them? You still can't. How does the pasuk help them? So it's like this. So where is the pasuk? That's the pasuk in Shmos. Okay. So zos mashikosav kan with Mishnah Torah. That's the key. The key is the zos. I mean, what are they dashing from the pasuk? What are they dashing from the pasuk? They already know you can't do something more than three times, right? So what's the pasuk? What are they dashing from the pasuk? They're darshaning from the pasuk that what? That Zos is referring to the whole Sefer. That's apparently the drasha. That Zos is talking about, they're learning Ksov Zos, meaning write it in the Torah. That's one ksiva. The whole Torah is one ksiva.
Even though it appears twice.
Even though it appears twice. Zikaron is what? Is Nevi'im. And Basefer is what? Megillah. Why didn't it say Ksuvah? Ksov Zos Karam Basefer. Ksov Zos Masha Kosuv Kan Ubi Mishnah Torah. Right? Zikaron Masha Kosuv Ben Nevi'im. Basefer Masha Kosuv Ben Megillah. Yeah. So what does it remind you of? It reminds you of the other, what we're doing in the beginning of the year, right? That says that in Rosh Hashanah, you daven, right, in the tefillah, you have Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Right? And tell us this quote. Dovar, Shanisa, right, B'Nevi'im, right, Shalashta, B'Ksuvim. Right, the din is an idea of having something three times. There's an idea of having something three times. Now, so that's the question. Why don't you have the psukim, Nevi'im before the ksuvim? How can you have the ksuvim before the Nevi'im? He says the time. He says because those particular ksuvim were written before the Nevi'im. But there is a certain character of Torah, right, and a character of Nevi'im and a character of ksuvim. So I think we said that time that in terms of limud. Right, in terms of limud, you go from Torah to Nevi'im to Ksuvim. But in terms of, but that's not the order they were following. They were following chronological order. Why were they following chronological order? I don't know. But that's what he says. Well, I think the Rav had a different answer. It says that what? The Nevi'im is, he has one, it's Ovar, Hover, and the past, the present, and the future. Can't have it. So that's apparently the way we're learning, that there's knowledge in terms of Torah, and that's why Shemos and Devarim are the same. Certain idea of Torah, certain qualities of knowledge. The three times certain qualities. Right? So Torah, then they had Nevi'im, and then what? And then Megillah. Still bothers me is the pasuk. I mean, still bothers me is why didn't they have the pasuk? So if those, why couldn't they just have that apisvar? The Torah, the Shmos and Dvarim is one time. Right? Okay. So the two in Torah is really a tzivoy, right? Ki mocho emcha zecher amalek mitachas hashemayim. I think that's the first one. It's not the maisa of amalek. Mestavra, I mean, that's the pasuk. Ksov, Zos, Ikaron, Basefer. The Zos has got to be referring to the next thing, right? V'sim, Bazen, Yeshua, Kibachal, Emcha, Zechar, Amalek. And that's similar to the Zohar in Devarim. Zohar, Esa, Shira, Sol, Lecho, Amalek. But there, you should write it down, Basefer, this tzivoy of remembering. Or, like the Rambam says, it's like part of the, it's part of Milchamas, Amalek. Zechiras Amalek is part of Milchemas Amalek. Right? And that was the riot, because in Shmuel, that's what he did. Before he went to the battle, he reminded them of what Amalek did. Right? He gave them a pep talk. He says, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos Pokadi Es Asher Aso Amalek LiYisrael. Asher som lo baderach v'alosom imitrayim. Ata leich v'hikiso as amolik v'acharamto as kol asher lo v'lo sachmol olav. V'hemata mi'isha ad isha me'olo v'yad yonik mishor v'yad se migomo v'yad chamor. So, that's the time in Shmuel. No? That's the time because it's ko amar Hashem tzvakos. Mustavi, that's the time in Shmuel. That's a tesvav. Yeah, so what is Megillah, though? Right? What is Megillah? Megillah is just like a Maisa Shehoya.
Right?
So that's why Rashi is a little bit vague. B'sholosh makomos yesh lanu lahazkir milchemas amalek. Lahazkir milchemas amalek. To mention milchemas amalek. So what would you say? You say Torah is the ideal, right? Torah is the ideal. The Navi was in action, right? The Navi was the Tzivoy in action before the Maisa. But Megillah represents the actual victory, right? In other words, you don't have the victory in Shmuel. That's why I say that the Megillah is also like a Hallel, right? It's also like a Hallel, because it represents a Zechiras Amalek of a victorious conflict. Conflict that the nation were victorious. Yeah. But what is the Gemara telling you? What is the essence of Megillah? What is the essence of Megillah? What's the essence of Megillah? Zichiras Amalek. Right? I mean, according to this Gemara, the essence of the existence of the essence of the thing is really a zechira. That's why Rashi says there's a possibility that it was not nitin likaseh, it was just nitin likros. Because its essence was zechira, really. You know what I mean? Because even if you hold it's not going to become part of Kisvei Kodesh, that was only a limitation on being a new sefer, but in terms of being a Zechira Samalek, it would always exist. That's why Rashi says it would be just memorized and read Baal Peh. But I think that's what makes it different from all the other Kisvei Kodesh, is that it exists even without the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah once a year, right? It still exists as an entity of, it still exists as an entity of Kriya. That still is its essence. It was given, it was nitan likase velikros.
As opposed to other parts,
it's not. That just has an essence of limud.
No, I was saying
the. Oh, so what about Shmuel, though? Maybe ask me about Shmuel.
There's also not a chiyuv
kriya. There's no chiyuv kriya over there.
There is a chiyuv kriya, but
the whole sefer. And it's not like Shmuel. Shmuel, that's just one part of the Sefer of the Navi. But the whole essence of the story is really considered. The whole essence of the Megillah is considered a Zechiras Amalek. Therefore, see, I think that's why it's Nikras Igeres. Because Igeres is something Yikore. In other words, that's what it's trying to explain, that its very existence is not a regular sefer. The existence is, the whole essence of the Megillah is a kiyum of Zechiras Amalek. So that's why the Ramban is saying you can't view it as a regular entity of Kisvei Kodesh, where the ksav is the ikar. Here it's really a funk. It's really essentially an entity of kriya.
You always say that's entity of
and that's Tosis's question. That if it's given, if its definition b'toras kisvei kodesh is as an entity of kriya, so then if it's nitan likase v'likros b'chol lashon, then that should define it. Then that should define its status as Kisvei Kodesh. Now, that's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say now is that when Tosis is talking about Nitin Likasei Velikros, that's not the mitzvah, that doesn't have to do with the mitzvah of Purim. From the mitzvah of Purim, you can see what the entity is. If I say do a Kriya Sefer, and you can be Yotze Balaz, then that means it was Nitin Likasei Velikros B'chol Lashon. But it's not that the mitzvah hayom of Purim is going to define it as Kisvei Kodesh. But it shows you how it was given the Torah's Kriya. What type of an entity of Kriya was it? As if you can read it the laws on Purim and be yotzi the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, then that means that as an entity of Zechira, it was given Likoseva likros b'choloshim. Then that has to be part of its definition of kisvei kodesh. That's right. That's why the Megillah is nikra sefer and nikra sigeris. It's a different entity of kisvei kodesh. It's not a normal entity of kisvei kodesh. Yes. Oh, but if its whole if it can be read in any language, and that's part of its definition of its kriya. But if its whole essence is as an entity of, if it's only part of kisvei kodesh as a chepsa of kriya. So then, as an entity of Kriya, of Zechir Samalek, then it should be Kisvei Kodesh if it can be read in any language.
Do you see why the Gris went the way he did like that?
One second. No, as Rashi says, what's the drasha of Zos? Zos is referring to the whole Sefer Torah. Ksov Zos. So Shekol, the Kol Mashakosa B'Torah, Kori Ksav Echad. That's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is trying to explain what did they see in the pasuk that allowed them to write it again, right? Because apparently Rashi is saying, Al Pi Svar, you would say Mishnah Torah is different from Shemos. But since it's like so Zos, how do you know Zos is referring to both things? I just don't understand the drasha. Rashi says, Dikol Masha Kosev Batorah Korek Sav Echad. Ksov Zos. I guess it's saying Zos is like, you always say like Zos means like you're pointing to something. Zos means the Sefer Torah. Normally you'd say the essence is the Dvar Hashem, or the Ruach HaKodesh, in terms of Limud. Like, that's the Raivid's argument on the Rambam. The Rambam says all the Nevi'im will be bottled in the end. and the Raivid says, no, they're all entities of Limud. Why should they be bottled? Says you just have, you only have, in terms of Kriya, you'll have Megillah. But you can't say all the knowledge in the Nevi'im is just going to be wiped away. But it means to say that the essence of the other Kisvei Kodesh, it would seem, is the is what's associated with Sefer, which is Limud. But the essence of Megillah is what's associated with Igeres. See, I'm saying the idea of Igeres is not an idea of the mitzvah of Purim. That's an idea of the very nature of the type of Kisvei Kodesh that it is. This is the only Sefer whose entire essence is Zechiras Amalek.
I understand that it had that function.
But the Gemara says later on, Zechira is B'peh.
His problem.
No, the only reason you can say this is because it's written in the Megillah. That's how it's expressed in the Megillah.
I'm saying if you were to say that...
Right, and that the Ramban says those are drushas, like, he says, did you notice that? He says, Rachmona Amra.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, he considers those. That's what we were discussing yesterday. Those drushas, were those Mordechai's instructions? No, he's saying that's part of the Ruach HaKodesh. That's part of the Dvar Hashem through the Megillah, is defining what the Megillah is. Yeah, you see, because that was the machlokas. Everybody agreed that it's definitely a Kiyam Doraisa of Zechiras Amalek. They knew that right away. That's why they said we can't do it a third time, because you already have two entities of Zechiras Amalek. You already have three entities of Zechiras Amalek. So that's why Rashi says they were going to make it just a Zechira Baal Peh. Right? Since it came through Ruach HaKodesh, you can't just disregard it. Right? And they knew it was an entity of Zechiras Amalek. But they said, okay, you can only have three times B'Ksav, but it must be that there's a mitzvah. Like Rashi says, Legarsa V'Lekrosa, Legarsa Al Peh V'Lekrosa. Licros restes, right? What does it mean? It means that there would be a kiyam. I don't know exactly how it would express itself, but it would be an entity of Zechiras Amalek B'peh. So then when they found the pasuk, they said, no, it's even B'Ksav. But the type of Ksav is going to have to be reflective of the essence of the thing, which is, and that's why it has the din of Igeres. Igeres is something that that the essence is to read, not to darshan and learn. I mean, of course, it's to darshan and learn too. It's also safer, but there is a different element to the Megillah. So that's what I'm saying, is that's why you get the machlokas maybe with the Ramban and the Ran. But the Ramban is looking at it in terms of the essence of Zechira, and then so first you have to And then what? And then how? You have to define it on its own first, and then that will become the type of kisvei kodesh it is. Whereas the Ran is saying, since it's still part of kisvei kodesh, this is just going to, this quality will just augment it. He's telling you the nature. It was Kichsavam Mechil Shonam, according to the Ramban, is telling you the nature of its essence, which is Zechira. Right? As a Chepsa of Zechira, it's only in Hebrew. Then that will define its Kisvei Kodesh. That's what the Ramban says. The only kosher entity of Megillah is in Hebrew. The Ramban has to come up with an amazing Svara. That when you read a Megillah Belaz, you're not really reading a Chepsa of Megillah. You're doing a Maisa of Zechira through Yediya, but not through Kriya of Megillah. It's not a Chepsa of Megillah.
A Kriya is not a Chepsa of Zechira.
Well, I would say it's not a Chepsa of Zechira, because the whole essence of the So he says it was Bekushi Hitiru that they had to make up a different way to be Yotzei the mitzvah of this Zechira. But it seems clear from the Ramban that it's not a Chefza of Megillah. It only exists as... No, we'll put it this way. The Ramban seems to learn that were it not for the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah every year and the problem of the Loazim, then you would never have this idea of the Megillah in other languages. It was just there to help these people be Yotzei, to be part of the Pir Simanes. Whereas the Ran is learning that that's part of the very essence of Megillah, that it was Nitan it was Nitan in two forms. It was Nitan with Ashuris, as a universal zechira, and it was also given in forms of particular zechira. But then he has the problem. Then he has Lactosa's problem. So what's the difference? They should all be metames yudaim. That's why the Ritved says it's not chashuv. It has to be a chashuv writing. You know what I mean? But they're all of the same sort. They're all of the same sort. They're all part of the actual Chefts of Megillah, B'Torah, Kisvei Kodesh. Now the thing is, the olds, if it's not going to be the Megillah of the objective Zechira, it's not going to be Matamis Yudayim. But the Ramban, I don't think, has the question of Matamis. We wouldn't have the question of Matamis Yudayim at all. Say it's not a Megillah at all. It's just a... says the Tzorech of Pirsumei Nisa is a matir to be Korei a Chefza, to be Korei a Sefer of Yediyas Megillah, as opposed to be Korei a Sefer Megillah. Because I would say that the machlokas between the Ramban and the Ran is when you're a Loes and you're reading Belaz. According to the Ramban, I don't think he holds you really reading, you're not reading the real Chefts of Megillah. According to the Ran, you are. It was given in different forms. According to the Ramban, they made two types of Kriya. To be Yotzei, to be motzi, even a guy who can't do the real kriya, they made like a secondary kriya. That's part of the takanas chachamim in terms of the mitzvah of Purim. As opposed to the Ran, that's part of the very giving of the kisvei kodesh. It's part of the very consecration of the kisvei kodesh. That. That since its essence is Zechira, then it was given. Then, in other words, in terms of the Loes, when the Loes reads it Belaz, so then what? That is an entity of Zechira for him. It was given with two forms of zechira, the zechira of Ashuris. But that's what he's saying. Saying the only difference between the Megillah Belaz and the Ashuris is the nature of the zechira that it has, and the only one that's metameis yadayim is the zechira that's objective. But if I don't speak French and I see a Megillah in French, it still is a Kedusha of a Megillah. Still is a Megillah, no? Is it a Megillah? You need a Frenchman to become a Megillah. You say it's an entity of Zechira for him. Yeah. Should be a Megillah. That's why he has the, that's what Tosa's question. Why isn't it Matamez Yadayim? But he's saying no, because it is a kind of a Kisvei Kodesh. It's like the Megillah Sota. It's Kisvei Kodesh, but it's not Matamez Yadayim. There's certain objective, universal, timelessness that requires. See, in my opinion, the reason why it has to be in Ashuras is because that's part of the victory. Part of the victory, it has to reflect part of the victory of Amalek. The victory over Amalek is, we're not going to be part of the other Umos. You know what I mean? So they wanted to, that was part of the idea. Kichsavam v'chil shel nom means there's only one Lashon HaKadosh. There's only one Lashon of a Jew. In reality, there's only one Lashon of a Jew. That's like I saw the Shragas Arya in the Turi Evan. You like him, right? So he says, he wanted to say that what, but even though you can write the Hebrew Torah in many languages, you're not going to be Yotzi the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah unless you write in Hebrew. Because that's the real, that's the ksiva of a Jew is only in Hebrew. Right? Nice. The ksiva of a Jew is only in Hebrew. See what I'm saying? And that's where the Ramban also, they also argue on Rav Shimon Gamliel. Right? Do you get a chance to see that side? The second side of it? He wants to say that Rav Shimon, according to the Ramban, when it says, Kichsam Chil Shalom, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he says it's like Vahayu by Tfilim. It's interesting how he says that. He's saying the Miyot. Saying, no, it's because the question is, what's the Miyot?